and you start talking about decisions that he's making and the good decisions that he's making. And as he talks about his day, look for the decisions that he's made throughout his day, because he has made decisions. But it's time for him to start knowing he made the decision so that he can boost his self. And again, you have to know whether you're talking to a four-year-old that you have to tell every single step to, or if you're talking to the 12-year-old, or right in that, he could throw a temper tantrum when you walk out, or he could say, jump, do either one. And neither one would be abnormal. That's the hard part about 9 to 12-year-olds, is you're not quite sure moment to moment. You don't know whether to offer them cookies and milk when they walk in the door, or turn on their stereo, you know what I mean? You don't quite hand them the Walkman or hand them the cookies and milk. Which one? Who's coming home today? You have to be very flexible. Always the food, and then you figure it out. It doesn't even have to cost any money. Because you established an adult relationship with her. That's what they want to know. Because you established an adult relationship with her, which is different than a child. You took the time, the energy, and the money. Mainly the time and the energy to hang with just her. You were interested in her, and not just in that she's your niece, and not just in that she's yours, but that you were interested in her. You have to, if you want your children to grow up respecting you, you have to give them that. Say, okay, you're old enough now. Come at lunchtime and we'll pick you up. Go ask the principal if we can do that. What do you mean? Not a doctor's appointment. Talk about that all next week. No braces. Don't expect that in the beginning they're going to want to do that. That's totally uncool. Teenagers, totally cool. 9 to 12 years old is very special. Very special. Her children are not allowed to make bad decisions without it personally affecting mom. Children's decisions are your children's decisions. Please let them make them. Let them fall while they're young. If they're going to get hurt, let them do it when they're little and still under your care. I am not going to hang out with people where I cannot be myself. Can you be yourself? Can you be your normal self, Tyler? No. Well, what are you doing, Tyler? How's your behavior change? Is it a good decision for you to hang out with Tyler? You want to be in trouble? Do that. I love my old boyfriend, baby, but that don't mean I don't want to see him again. So what? There are people that you love. There are people that you admire. There are people that you respect. That doesn't mean you want to hang with them. That doesn't mean that your behavior with them is consistent with who you are. You have to teach your children now that they're unique, that they're different. They don't have to get along with everyone. They do have to cooperate with everyone. They don't have to like everyone. They don't have to love everyone, but they do have to speak kindly of everyone. And if they get along with them and they can't be themselves, then they need to be free to go that way. Otherwise, they're going to find a bunch of people in high school that he loves. But does that mean he wants to hang with them? Not necessarily. I love your grandma, but I don't want to live with her. You know, I've outgrown her. You have to teach them now that to be different is okay. To love people and like people is okay. It doesn't mean that you have to be around them. If your behavior is not consistent with how you want to be, then you need to change your behavior by changing the situation. Maybe you need a time out. It's not any different, Mariette. You insist that it's different. It's not different. I've had older children. I'm stepmother of four. I got them when they were 12 and totally out of control. It's not any different. You come home from school, you get off the bus in front of my house, you walk into my house, you're in my supervision. Can he come over? Absolutely not. You're getting in trouble in school? Let's go to school. Let's go see what the problem is. Let's see if, perhaps, your teachers really do hate you. You know, let's go see. Nevertheless, let's go see. I'll go down there. Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Oh, yes, I do. Mr. So-and-so, I'd like to meet with David's teacher. 7 a.m. I go to work at 8, make sure they're there on time. It's no different. Who's he hanging with? What's he doing in class? Who's he getting in trouble with? Change his classes. Every one of them. Every one of them. Voila! No problem. No more problems. I changed every class he was in. If those are the three people that he's hanging with, and those are the three people, whatever their parents want to do with them is fine, but my kid ain't going to be involved. My kid's got problems already. You put him in a class with those three or not. If any one of those three are in those classes, you don't put him in there. You change his entire schedule. I don't care that it's inconvenient for you. I have a problem called a totally out-of-control child who will not go to school. you change it, and you promise that if there's a problem, you're going to call me. Who in this school is going to be personally responsible for my child? I'm turning my child over to you. I have a problem. I'm turning over to you. Who here is going to be personally responsible for him? Not any different. It's just high supervision. And what happened with his high supervision? What happened to his self-esteem as he started doing his homework? And he started, his self-esteem rose. And then he became medium. Now he can make decisions. Does that mean they're always the right decision? Well, 50-50. Never. There was never a moment I did not know what that child was doing. I could call that school at any time and know exactly where that child was and know whether he was there or not because I insisted on it. Is he in school today? Yes. Yeah. What class is he in? Somebody's checked. He's there. After a week of somebody checking to make sure he was in every class, you think he would not go to class? No. And that's what it took. School cooperated with that. Because he knew, bitch has arrived, and she's checking on me, and I better do what she says. And it only took a week, 7 days. Right, Beth? 7 days. And he was a totally different child. Totally. I was bad guy. Do I care? No. He's out of jail. He's 24. He stayed out of jail. I don't care. I don't care if he hates me for the rest of my life. He doesn't, but he doesn't hate me, but at the time it didn't bother me. Because you have to know that the decisions that teenagers make every day are difficult for them. You have to be an open door where they can come. You have to be. If you can do that, you will breeze through teenagehood. It will not be a problem for you. Will it be challenging? Will it force you to grow up? Yes. Watching this baby turn 13 is going to be a challenge for these parents, yes? First of all, because how do you hold your children? He's just like, go. Hey, remember when? And now he's making these decisions that you'd never thought that you'd see him make. And your mind goes, oh my God, I'm getting old. I should be making these decisions. I should be protecting. I should be planning for. And you can't. You can't. He had to follow it. He was not given a choice. He was not given a choice. He was walked from class to class. This is your class. The principal. And when the bell rang, principal came and said, okay, Dave, now we're going. And here's your class. I'll be back to pick you up for a week. Do you think that he dared skip a class when his teachers knew that he was being escorted by the principal and that he would be reported the minute that he did? I would have changed schools if the principal didn't agree to do it. Principals are very willing to help. Very willing. They're there to, their vision is to save children, to educate children. Most teenagers do. But the problem is that we don't set strict enough limits. And that when the child is starting to go beyond the limits, we don't call them back to the limits. Say, okay, so they stretched it here and there and there and there. And then the next time it's stretched here and here and there and there. Pretty soon we have an out-of-control child and we don't know why. Because we let them get away with this, this. There are no consequences. So it goes back to the first conversation we had about teaching your children responsibility. If you teach your child responsibility, that doesn't go away. That doesn't just disappear because of hormones. They know what's right, they know what's wrong, they know what's their responsibility. And eventually they're going to come back to it. Even if they're out for a week. Teenagers very often. Who doesn't do what? Who's a goody two-shoes? You teach them how to be mischievous. You teach them how to be mischievous. Yeah. You don't want a child who follows all the rules. You don't want a child who doesn't test the limits. You don't want a child who's never, ever, ever in trouble, ever. You don't want that. Because then you have a child who does not think for themselves, who does not imagine a better vision of us, but that's somebody else's vision. You want a kid who gets in reasonable amounts of mischief. You want that. But you also want them to know that they're in mischief. Wow. No, all you have to do to raise a beautiful teenager is to understand that you don't understand and listen, listen, listen. The way that it was when we were grown up, not the way that it is now. I mean, they have AIDS, they have guns, they have knives. They have bullies. They have gangs. They have drugs. They have drugs we never even heard of. They have to be able to come and say, no, you don't understand. And have you say, you're right, I don't. I don't know what it's like to go to school and wonder if I'm going to be shot. You're right, I don't know that. What's it like?